Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and part one of our two-part study of the crown of life in James chapter 1 verse 12. We will review all five crowns mentioned in the scripture as possible rewards for believers, with emphasis on the crown of life and the motivation that will result in our being rewarded with some or all of these crowns. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com. That's bbfohio@protonmail.com. You can also mail those along with any check or money order contribution made out to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Again, that's P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. And donations can also be made at our website, bbfohio.com, using the PayPal donation button. And now we begin with a current events update, followed by our study of the crown of life in James chapter 1, verse 12, in the King James Bible. This is part 1 of 2. Now, we do ask you to stick around. Current events update. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Of course, it's reference to biblical knowledge in the direct sense, but in the general sense, God expects us to take biblical knowledge and apply it to our personal lives, our relationships, the world situation. And we're actually talking about that in our daily proverb devotionals we've been uploading. The book of Proverbs has a lot to say about this. So with that in mind, we're going to do a little headline review tonight. Let's get an overview of current events. First of all, we'll look at the hypocrisy and idiocy of the Major League Baseball / liberals boycotting Georgia. They should call it Major Libtard Baseball, MLB. They are, just think about how dishonest this is. They are boycotting Georgia, who passed a law that still offers 17 days of early voting. They're not boycotting the New York Yankees, the New York Mets, in their state that only offers 9 days of early voting. They're boycotting Georgia. They've moved the All-Star game and the draft out of Georgia. Georgia's law bans passing out food and water within 150 feet of voters, and that is only political activists, not the people who work for the elections board or anyone who's nonpartisan. For example, we could go to the election places and hand out food and water, and there's no law in Georgia against that. This is only against political partisans. In New York, they ban passing out food and water over $1 in value, no matter where you're at. So New York's more strict than Georgia. But these major league hypocrites are boycotting Georgia. Here's another one. Georgia law requires a valid ID to vote by mail. New York doesn't require ID to vote, but requires ID to register to vote in federal elections. So New York requires you to register to just register for a federal election, and Georgia is requiring you to vote. But if you vote by mail, you have to have a valid ID. And then Georgia, the new law, allows no excuse vote by mail. In New York, they require an excuse. Now think about that. On all four of these points that the Major League Baseball is complaining about in Georgia, New York is more racist than Georgia. They're telling you that Georgia is racist. If Georgia is racist, New York is KKK Unlimited. And your local news media and your national news media are a bunch of liars. And what they want to do is make you and me hate each other. They want you, if you're a Democrat, they want you and Republicans to hate each other. And what we need are more preachers and more Christians who will stand up and point this out to people. You're being played. They want you to hate each other. That's why they're doing this. And they're liars. Amen. And then you have this imbecilic nonsense from rhinos, Republicans. Minority Leader McConnell expresses confidence in Dr. Fauci. But listen to what he says. Quote, "I think he's the principal person we've relied on the last couple of years. That's because that's become somewhat controversial, I gather. But we have to take advice from somebody, and he's the most reliable witness I've seen," end quote. Just think about that. Yeah. Yeah, you just need advice. It's not, you know, it's not important whether it's accurate or not. Liberals called Trump a racist for building the wall. Remember that? Everybody remember? Trump was a racist because he's building the wall. The Biden administration has now shifted their border policy and restarts construction of the border wall. I had another one in there. I don't know what happened to it.
I guess they couldn't give Trump credit for it.
Yeah.
But the point is that he was a racist.
Now they are too.
See, I appreciate the fact you all tear this down and build it back up and all that, and that's fine. But don't miss the point. The point is that Donald Trump was a racist for wanting to build the wall. So evidently Joe Biden is a racist because he now wants to do the same thing. See, what I'm talking about is hypocrisy and lies. And it's over and over and over you see it. By the way, we just go ahead and you're already doing that. But yeah, Jack.
Why are they saying that they're having some justification?
He's getting flack from his own party now because this is hurting a lot of Democrats. And there are a bunch of Democrats on the border who are going to lose their jobs in the next election. And so that's why they're saying, okay, well, maybe we need to go ahead with this wall thing. So Proverbs 6:16 and 19 say, "These six things doth the Lord hate." We're not going to name them all. We just want to point out this one. He says, "Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. One of those seven things is a false witness that speaketh lies." Do you know God hates people? It's a secret about God. Everybody's created a God in their own image or in the image of Mr. Rogers or, you know, whoever. The real God says he hates people who lie. Right there. I'm just telling you that you got to get all the garbage out of your head and just open the Bible. And you're going to be amazed at what's in there. Because we've been told so much nonsense. And then you open the Bible. Jenny and I, over the years that we've been married, we're reading that. We're like, how in the world can they teach what they teach when right here? You know. Well, God, it says, "These six things doth the Lord hate." It doesn't just say he hates lies. It says he hates a false witness. Any attorneys in the building or any judges can tell you, a witness is a what? A person. Now, God loved that witness that's false enough to send his only begotten son to die for that witness's sins. But if that false witness rejects Jesus Christ, he's under God's hatred. He's under God's condemnation. And he'll be there for eternity. Well, the gun control lies of liberals exposed. This is from Breitbart. The federal 2018 data falling killed 126 times more people than rifles of any kind. Now, go look it up. Your news media lies to you about guns. most of the things, you know, most of the deaths by guns is accidental shootings and suicides. And we've had it pounded. We've had lies, 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 year after year after year. And if you just look at the facts, you'll find out that there's only pockets of neighborhoods in certain cities in this country where, like in Chicago, where there's a real problem with guns. The rest of the country doesn't have a problem with guns. Out where we live, kids can drive to school and they have guns in their cars. They have to keep them secured and everything like that. But they don't. But if you do that in the inner city, man, you'll have a SWAT team down on you. Falling killed 126 times more people than rifles of any kind. Now, mandatory vaccination, have you been hearing about that? It is a violation of the Nuremberg Code. Anyone calling for mandatory vaccination is a Nazi. Anyone calling for mandatory vaccination is a Nazi. This is the Nuremberg Code. You can look it up online. This is from the National Institutes of Health. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice, without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion. You take those things away, you wouldn't even have liberalism anymore.
Really?
Liberalism is an idea that's so great, it has to be implemented by force. To continue, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved. That almost eliminates everyone getting a vaccine, so-called. It's actually experimental gene therapy, but what they're calling the COVID vaccine, nobody you know knows anything about it. When you talk to them, they don't know anything about DNA. They don't know anything about mRNA. They don't know anything about gene therapy. They don't know anything about the long-term effects because no one on planet Earth does. It hasn't been around long enough. They have no idea about the long-term effects of this thing. It is a crime against humanity, and the people behind it should be in prison. Bill Gates, first and foremost. Dr. Fauci, right behind him. They are violating human beings with this thing. But man, you can hear the crickets, can't you?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go on in further, but that's enough of that. You can go check it out yourself. And I just want to mention this in closing the current events update. Recommended news source. This is called 403 Forbidden. You just type in 403forbidden.us. It's kind of like Drudge. Only not a mental case like Drudge. Drudge has gone off the deep end on us, and I have no use for the man. So find better news sources. 403forbidden.us. All right, any comments on that, Johnny?
So where's the Nuremberg Code from?
The Nuremberg trials of Nazis. They developed this code. It's in Geneva, I believe, is where it was developed. But it's been agreed upon in international treaties, the United Nations, all that.
Everyone in the world should be following it. Or everyone in the United Nations.
Yes.
Everybody that's not a Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah, all non-Nazis. No, it's international. That's Nuremberg Code is, yeah.
Just be aware they're starting to try to push the panic button again with a new strain.
Yeah.
Keep your ears open for that.
Yeah. As we reported Sunday, thanks to Rand Paul, who you mentioned a moment ago, he was talking about the science. Liberals hate science, folks. liberals hate science. You better get used to the fact this is a cult and they don't care about science. That's why they say a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, and you ought to be chemically castrating children who say they want to be a boy when they're a girl. It's a cult. It's a sick, twisted, perverted cult. And they are ignoring the science that says that the T-cell studies, that anyone with COVID has immunity against the variants.
Yep, where are you?
But what you have is you have some people who said they had COVID, but they were never actually tested, or even if they're tested, the tests are useless. So it's not a controlled, even this whole experiment right now with the COVID vaccine, which is experimental gene therapy, and all the tests and everything, it's not a controlled experiment. So there's really no way of knowing what's really happening.
Yeah.
And it's confusion on purpose. And that's always been the Illuminati, the Jesuits, the secret societies, everything. Order out of chaos. And that's what you're seeing right now. You had your hand up first.
Yep, so the verse you started with about being destroyed for lack of knowledge, well, you are right that it's he is mainly meaning biblical knowledge there. I think you can make the case that it's just general knowledge, because I think we all know that even if just common sense about with actual science, just if that was used in the world, that would eliminate most of the problems we're having today.
But we also have to point out that a lot of this isn't lacking common sense. A lot of it's just downright evil.
Yeah. Yes.
They don't like 7.5 billion people being on this planet. And they want to decrease the population. And whoever was behind the Georgia Guidestones, I think he's got it right on the head. I think they'd take it down to 500 million if they could do it. They have to make sure when they do it, they have to make sure they don't kill themselves. See? So we're in James, and we can segue into this by saying all this stuff in the current events and everything, it's becoming quite the trial. And that was the definition of temptation in the previous verses, the trial of your faith. Well, we're going to be given now a promise for those who endure these trials. So if you look there in James 1, we've titled this The Crown of Life, and we're taking it right from the text. If you're there, James 1, verse 12, I'm going to give Jessica a second to get there. And James, the general epistle of James, chapter 1, verse 12.
Thank you.
All right, now read with us. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. All God's people say?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we need to teach everybody our new, we kind of picked this up off of some of the, it's a kind of an older thing for a lot of churches. But I say, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Yeah, Kim knew it. Yeah. That's a... Actually, I knew this, and I thought, you all need to know this. You go out, you can be somewhere just traveling, and somebody, a Christian, will look at you. If they know you're a Christian, they'll say, He is risen. And then if you say, Bingo! They're going to be like, well, that's not the right response. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Only this is for... Yeah. So we return to the matter of temptation. But as the Bible is a book that must be rightly divided, you're going to see after this, we're going to get into the temptation involving sin. See, there are different temptations. Up to this point, it's been a temptation that is the trial of your faith. So, as we saw there in verse 12, it started by saying, Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. And that's speaking about the previous verses above that we've already gone over in a couple of messages. And we're not left guessing as to what this blessing is according to the Bible. Now, left to yourself, you're going through a bad trial. Say you're getting rods put in you, we've had a few people fall and break a hip. We've had Mark's been through some things and blood clots and all that. You know, and it can be a trial. Amen. Martha's been through so much. I've got my infrequent, thankfully, but have my issues with COPD. And I'll be honest with you, earlier today, I felt terrible. And I'm happy to report I feel a lot better right now. But I have what I've been diagnosed with, fibromyalgia. And it just hurts all over your body, and you get this fog about you and everything. And then sometimes it lifts in a short time, and other times it can be days. And I've talked to people who have gone weeks in that condition. But if it weren't for God's Word telling me this, I wouldn't know this. I wouldn't be able to tell you what I'm about to tell you. This isn't intuitive. But the Bible says there's a blessing for those who endure temptation. What's it say there in the second part of the verse? For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. The crown of life. Now, some people will try to convince you this is just a general thing. It's like the crown of life is symbolic or whatever. And I don't believe that's the case. Is this a literal crown? And I say, yes, I believe it's a literal crown. If you read in Revelation chapter 4, you'll see crowns being tossed at the feet of Jesus. They're literal crowns. A.C. Gabelline, a teacher from about 100 years ago, he says, quote, overcoming faith will be rewarded as the poor believer or the rich believer endures temptation, is proved and overcomes through faith, the Lord will give to him the promised crown of life. Amen. That's a promised reward for you. And I think if you can sneeze like 100 more times in one sitting, you might get the crown of wind or a crown of sneezing or something. I just never seen anybody sneeze like that. Don't apologize. I'm not even mad. That's amazing. You know, it's just amazing. Never seen anybody like that. My wife's got a different sneezing thing. She sneezes 3 times when it's bedtime. And it's like, count to 3, sneeze, 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 she's out. So maybe it's a female thing. I don't know. Jessica?
What does that say? The
annotated Bible. That's just what the quote comes from.
It's
King James.
It's a note that the man wrote in there.
When someone's, you ever heard of the Scofield Bible? That's King James. The Ruckman Bible is King James. The annotated Bible, it doesn't mean it's not a King James. He called it the annotated Bible. He could have called it the Gabelline Bible, but like me, I don't think I want my name on the Bible. That's God's book. So he called it the annotated Bible. But he's just confirming what we were just reading in James. Scripture tells us of 5 individual crowns. Did you know that? 5 crowns that you could potentially, you could earn as a Christian. And we're going to come back to this crown of life. I want to look at the incorruptible victor's crown. Look over at 1 Corinthians. Now, don't get a paper cut, but we'll always come back to our text. But 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27 is where you'll find it's called the victor's crown by a lot of people, so I put that in there, but the biblical reference is incorruptible. Beginning of verse 24 says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Now, I don't think out of all the Christians who ever lived, only one Christian is going to win. That's not what he's saying. But he is saying that there will be Christians who won't get this crown. There will be Christians who don't get this reward. Read verse 25 with me. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. In other words, it's like these ball players, these track stars, Olympic stars, they win their awards and everything, but those awards are going to perish. And a lot of them go broke and have to sell them before they're even dead. So they can get some money out of them. Our crown is, as it says here, an incorruptible crown. And so he goes on to explain, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Lest I, by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, you a Christian who maintains themselves without falling into sin, and they run the race and finish the race without falling into that sin, into whatever your temptation in sin might be in that case. Whatever it is tempting. There have been people who gave up serving the Lord to chase the almighty dollar. Doesn't mean they're not saved, but they're giving up this crown and probably a lot of other rewards. There have been Christians I know who profess that they were called into ministry.